Nolte, CNN's already minuscule audience nosedived another 25% in April. By John Nolte on May 1, 2019. CNN lost 26% of its already tiny audience and dropped to 15th place during primetime in April. Fox News remained in first place. Throughout last month, CNN's average total audience during the all-important primetime hours was a humiliating 767,000. CNN was not even able to attract a million average viewers. Fox News more than tripled the fake news outlet with 2.4 million viewers. MSNBC more than doubled CNN with 1.66 million. When compared to this same month last year, there is just no question CNN has collapsed further than anyone thought possible. At least when talking about a fake news outlet already in far last place and scraping a barrel bottom. Compared to April of 2018, CNN lost an incredible 25% of its total day viewers, a whopping 26% of its primetime viewers. The hate network suffered an even more serious beating in the advertiser-coveted 25 to 54 age group. A whopping 41% of that demo tuned out of CNN's primetime schedule, while 37% tuned out throughout the day. TV news or ads, few, if any, cable networks experienced a similar year-over-year drop-off. It's also the most significant drop-off of cable news big three. Obviously, the chickens have come home to roost. On top of CNN's hysterical biases and prejudices, on top of its unholy embrace of political violence against Trump supporters, the Russia collusion hoax was obviously the last straw with its few remaining viewers. For more than 5 years, under the misguided and amoral leadership of Jeff Zucker, CNN has perpetrated one hoax after another against the public. The Trayvon Martin hoax. The hands up, don't shoot hoax. Donald Trump can't win. The Russia collusion hoax. The Brett Kavanaugh serial rapist hoax. The Covington High School boys hoax. And now the public has finally had enough. The Mueller report, the summation of a $35 million investigation waged by left-wing partisans for 2 years, found President Trump guilty of exactly nothing. This was a disaster for CNN, which had spent more than 2 years not only spreading more fake news on this hoax than any other news outlet, but repeatedly assuring its viewers the walls are closing in on Trump, and that he would be arrested after this word from our sponsors. Let me put it this way. Things are so bad at CNN that it could not place even one show in the top 30 on Friday. There are only three cable news networks, and CNN could not break into the top 30 with only two competitors. Nevertheless, because 89 million suckers who don't watch CNN still subsidize it, CNN marches on. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.